A pioneer in the Alaska sobriety movement has passed away. Ernie Turner died from cancer on October 31st. KMBA's Jocelyn Estes has more.
Turner was born in 1930 in Shagaluk, Alaska. He was sent to a sanitarium in Washington State after contracting tuberculosis. Drinking that began when he was a teenager progressed until he became what he called a hopeless street drunk. Turner's family says that after he went into treatment and studied alcoholism, he came to believe that it's a biological disease, genetic in origin, and fatal if untreated, but that effective treatment and active membership in a 12-step program makes recovery not only possible but probable. Doyon Board Chairman Ori Williams credits Turner with steering him towards sobriety.
So I learned from his experiences on the street and his lifelong experiences as an Athabascan man that what the disease was all about and how I could stop it. And that was over 25 years ago. So to me, he was a hero and a lifesaver. Not just myself, but the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other people in Alaska and across the country.
Alaska has lost such a cherished and remarkable human being in Ernie Turner.
That's Rural Cap Anchorage Services Director Melinda Freeman. Freeman says he also had great strength of character.
Through everything he did, his integrity and his compassion and depth of caring for people just stood out.
Turner also was a pioneer in the establishment of treatment programs for Native Americans. He set up or was the driving force behind two treatment centers in Washington and one in Alaska, the Ernie Turner Center on Tudor. Freeman says Turner also helped people like her who were working with people in recovery from addiction.
And so from the point that I met him, he was always someone who we would go to for wise counsel related to helping people who were addicted to alcohol.
His family has scheduled a celebration of Ernie Turner's life for November 12th in Seattle. In Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.